This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday, and it's a special Yes Day. It's a special Yes Day episode of Mad Wednesday where we're hearing from our community. I was driving around town. It's Dean and Dylan, by the way, with Michael Dalton in our Go Get Equality bus and sharing the love and joy with all of the community. And now, Dylan, we're doing that via the wireless.
Yes, we've got someone on the line. Her name is Gina, and she is better than Ribena. Good afternoon, good evening, Gina.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
Hey, good evening, boys. Good evening, Joy audience. You need to get yourself here to Trade Hall. Just park your cars, whatever you're doing. Get off your train. Get here. There is a drag show about to perform. There are people at the gate waiting to get in. But you know what? They're having so much fun waiting. It doesn't matter.
So what is it like down there? It sounds like it's all going off.
Let's just say Lygon Street, forget the Italian Festa, it is the Gay Festa, it is the Yes Festa. They have closed off Lygon Street. Everyone has spilled out of Trade Hall onto the street. There is a stage set up and the rain has gone away. And everyone is just out hugging random strangers. And right now, actually, about to watch a drag show. There are queues to get in, but like I said, everyone has been fabulous and patient.
So are you in a queue or are you ready to watch the drag show?
No, I got it. But I thought I'll take your call first.
Now, Gina,
you can hear the audience.
Oh, we can. We can
yelling.
Hear the crowd and all the fun. Now, Gina, you've had a crazy day. You started on Family Matters on Joy this morning, didn't you?
I started Breakfast Radio, which was kind of convenient since I didn't get any sleep, like many in our community. None of us got any sleep. And Breakfast Radio was amazing. We had some amazing guests, including Rose Troche, all the way from the USA, who's down for a screen conference, joined us and gave us the USA perspective on what they've seen about our debate, but also what they've experienced in the United States. So you'll have that podcast for Family Matters up tomorrow to hear that interview.
And we can't wait for that.
It was brilliant. And she actually married me, even without my partner there, because she can now officiate weddings.
Ooh, I love it.
So by the state of New York, I'm apparently married. I should tell my partner. I'll tell her when I get home tonight and we can celebrate. But yes, as you can hear, it's just awesome. It is a beautiful vibe. I've already run into rainbow families. I've already run into kids from, parents of rainbow families that are so excited their parents are going to get married now. And
you know what,
it's
my love? You know what, my love? We are going to let you go and we're going to let you party and go and watch that drag and have a fantastic time and celebrate this wonderful Yes announcement.
Thank you, everyone. Love you all.
You're on Joy 94.9, and you've been listening to Dean and Dylan on a fabulous special Mad Wednesday. We've been having a great time, haven't we?
Yes, you've been a little bit of everywhere.
I really have. I've got to admit.
You were in Northcote. Then you weren't in Northcote?
I was all around town and I hadn't slept either. So the fun hasn't stopped, I tell you that.
I haven't slept either. We have a phone call.
That's interesting.
I think it might be the Prime Minister who's finally decided to do something about marriage equality. I didn't get sleep either. I was interviewed by a New Zealand breakfast radio presenter.
Dylan got up very early in the morning in my home after he broke my bed. I didn't sleep on it. That's unrelated. And Dylan was interviewed in New Zealand and did a wonderful job talking about the nervousness of today and what this all means to the community.
And now I feel so much better. It's just like,
but you know what, I think you were just taking that opportunity to make sure that not just all of Australia but all of the world knows that you're dating someone.
Yeah, I am.
He mentioned it on the show.
Hopefully, I haven't mentioned on this show, but yes, hello, person. I'm dating someone in the way that I am dating them. Yeah.
In the way that dating works.
Well, the going on dates, not that we're official.
I know. I'm like, calm down. You didn't get on one knee and pop a ring out.
No.
So it'll be fine.
My ring is
a lot
well
of people
truly
have,
in my
oh,
pants.
That wasn't what I meant. You know what? There have been a lot of engagements today and a lot of celebrations. And you know what excites me is just how many more of them are coming just around the corner when we get marriage equality. I think that's it for us, don't you?
I think that's it. It's been 3 hours. It's been very much a mad Wednesday.
It's been a whirlwind. It's been mad in name, mad in nature. Dylan, I want to thank you for all the hard work you've done during this whole campaign and today especially, because this has been a crash course in radio awesomeness like never before. I'm Dean.
I'm Dylan.
And you've been listening to Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.